Δεν είναι αυτή. I just want to give a Zeshia Shikayat to the yeshiva for sponsoring dinner tonight. I didn't know until now that the yeshiva sponsored dinner. So I'm just going to deviate a little bit in the beginning, in the first maybe 10, 15 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, I don't know how long it'll take. We're going to talk a little bit about Hilchos Tisha B'Av, in that this year Tisha B'Av comes out on a Sunday, so there are differences in terms of when we change our clothes, and how we fear the Chassidus and Mafsekes, and Legabe Havdalah by Maria Eish. So I just like to go through a few different small points so that people are prepared. Normally, in a regular year, you would have a Suda HaMafsekes, Suda HaMafsekes, but the halacha is, Sim Tov Kuf Nun Beis, Sif Yud, Uchal Tisha Ba'ov, Be'echa B'Shabbos, Oish Yechal B'Shabbos, V'nitcha La'acha Shabbos, Oichel Basar V'Shoys Yayin, V'Suda HaMafsekes. The Dina de Gemara about eating wine, right? The Dina de Gemara about eating wine and drinking wine and eating meat is the Dina de Gemara about Suda Masekis. But on Shabbos, the Suda Masekis, Mashal Shush, you could even have wine and meat. Umaylal Shulchan Afilu Kisudas Shloima Be'es Malchusa, you could even have like Suda Shloima HaMelech Be'es Malchusa. But of course, and this is a very important, but of course, there are more comments. Miyutzarech lahafsik beba'od yoyim. One is not allowed to eat after shkia. Okay? Now, there is an issue in the Paiskim. The Magen Avram discusses the fact that hagam, a person is not allowed to exhibit avelus. Of course, the idea of avelus, of Tisha B'Av, is an idea of avelus. One is not allowed to exhibit avelus b'fahesya on Shabbos. Okay? One can't act in an overtly aveldic fashion. So now, even though the Gemara says that a person could eat kesuda shleima hamelech, but if you look at the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkatan Yud, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Rekeach, mikol mokom yeshev bidavoin nefesh shelo yinag simcha. A person shouldn't act excessively simchadik on Shabbos. He should sit somewhat reticent, the davay nefesh, v'lochein v'yeshev besudas chaverim. The Magen Avram says. The Magen Avram says you shouldn't sit with a chabura. How? We'll entertain questions later. We're talking not about Friday night or Shabbos. We're talking only about Shabbos sudas shlishis. Everything else is regular. Okay. In the sefer Bechor Shor, the Mishnah Berurah brings, he's chaylik on this, and he says if a person normally every Shabbos eats with chaverim, and then he's moineya from eating with chaverim, and if a person sometimes eats the chabura and sometimes eats just with his mishpacha, so then he should just eat with his mishpacha. But if normally he eats the chaverim and he always has a larger shalashudas, and now he's tearing it down, that would be an avelus b'fahesya. So this is a machlokes, the Magen Avram and the Bechor Shor, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't really seem to pass it. Now it seems that the prevailing minhag in Klal Yisrael was taka to act in the way they would act normally on Shabbos. In other words, not to do anything different than you would normally do on Shabbos. Not to go. To do something new, to invite friends over than when he normally wouldn't, that's something he should not do. But certainly a person does not act as he does in the Suda Masekes, doesn't sit on the side, doesn't sit alone, and you can have a mizumin, v'chule, v'chule. Okay. Now, that is in terms of Suda Shlishis. It actually brought that in some Chassidus Shekhreiser that they were makbid to sing even after Shkia. Okay. Now, the truth is, it's not a great idea to sit at the table after Shkia, because the person could forget that they have to eat, they're not allowed to really have to eat. So most people, what they do is, after Shkia, but when Shkia comes, they'll bench. And one should bench. And the question is now what to do between the time that you bench and the time that you're going to go to, that you're going to go to Beis Medrash to hear to Daven Meiriv and to hear Eicha. Before we go to that, that we really should take a step back and discuss the Isser that we have every year, all the time. There is, it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch. It is brought that on Erev Tisha B'Av, one should not learn Torah. Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzais is already as man when a person should is only mutter to learn dvarim that are mutter to learn on Tisha B'Av itself. Now, the comment that the Ramo has, Erev Tisha B'Av, yes. I will quote you the halacha, Pesach Mem Gimel. The halacha says, "In nohagu, shaloi lilmar a minik, shaloi lilmar be'erev Tisha B'Av mechatzais ve'elech ki im bedvar mamikarim b'Tisha B'Av." It's the Ramban, Shulchan. The lachay im chal b'Shabbos ain oimer pirkei Avos. The chayin lo yitayel erev Tisha B'Av. You know, you can't just take trips, take walks, and one should not walk Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. Now, what is this minig based on? So the Mishnah Berurah says the Torah mishamachas aleif. Torah makes a person good. Hashem nishar v'samchi aleif. We call makim that the Mishnah Berurah calls it ainu medina. It's only a minig. So amutter Erev Tisha B'Av medina kol hamisha inuim. All the five inuim amutter Erev Tisha B'Av. Right? The ikra atav mishum dehu yachal lumei dvar mamutaram b'Tisha B'Av. So the Mishnah Berurah says the reason why they were noyig to ask not to learn regular things is because you might say you could be mekayim the mitzvah Talmud Torah with dvarim that are mutter on Tisha B'Av. Yehinei, zok the Mishnah Berurah, I'm quoting the Mishnah Berurah, mehar be'achroinim mashma shetofsu haminig hazeh, they held on to this minig, v'le iru alov, da'afilu imchal b'shabbos, hiskimu kama achroinim lehesnai, k'ma shekosav haramah. He himself learned after Chatzos. Those people that learn that are manish London, so it's difficult for them to learn foreign that you can be mutter on the Tisha B'Av because it's a little bit dry in our lachas of Tisha B'Av and those things that are mutter. That's the comment basically of Mishnah Berurah about lachas has also marach in this. Now I always tie that, you know, it's a good Jew has, you know, Be'erich, you know, six or seven chumras in his life, you know. He has a chumra, maybe he holds from Rebbeinu Tamzman, he holds from Kol Yisrael. This is a chumra that came out across the board, the Elam is machmir, not to learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. That's a chumra that everyone has. And Lamaisa, the Elam, I don't know that there's anyone here that is such a baki in Tisha B'Av and is a baki in Sefer Yirmiyah and is a baki in the Gemaras and Hanizakin. There are many, many things that a person is allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. I would venture to say that most of the people in this room, myself included, have not learned everything that is mutter to learn on Tisha B'Av. So, Mistama, a person could fill his afternoon with things that, I mean, of course, if it was another Shabbos, the Olam would be mamish harving for 3-4 hours in the afternoon, learning the sugyas of the Daf Yomi, or learning sugyas that they're holding in. So alternatively, they should learn Dvarim HaMutarim, that's the minig in Klal Yisrael, most people are knowing. They say the Rogachev couldn't hold himself back, and even on Tisha B'Av, they said the Rogachev said he wants to see the Gehenim he gets. He wants to see the Gehenim he gets for learning on Tisha B'Av, or Fakert, he wants to see, it's such an inui, it makes him into a chayla. But Mistama, the Olam here, including myself, would not get sick from that that 36-hour period. Okay.
Was that from the Mar of Shabbos?
They're really Mahara both. Shabbos is even more of a muffin to make, but I'm not gonna, I don't wanna belabor the point. Okay. Just to learn other things. You learned all of Yirmiyah. Eicha, you could learn Eicha Bein also. Good. But to stam walk around and to be mitayel, so it's taka very good. A person shouldn't stam sicha b'teilem and says you shouldn't be mitayel. Person should. So that's like when you know the guy when you know, where are you going to end up? I mean, are like someone dragging you? I mean, you're not an oinus, right? Okay. Fine. Now, the Ramah, that same Ramah, says the following: Umutav v'rechitza v'sichvet nilsasandol ad ben hashmoshes. Mim. B'choel noyegin lachloitz manalayim koydim shiyoyim baruchu. The minig is to take off the sandals before baruchu. Yimhu Shabbos cholzin la'achar baruchu. You take off the sandals after baruchu, except for the belvach liach tzibur shechernitz koydim baruchu. Okay. Now, most places, so what does Ramah say? Ramah says on Shabbos, that everyone should take off the shoes after baruch. Okay? Now, that would be mashma, that a person could walk around, no problem with his shoes, until after baruch. Now, most poskim hold that what the Ramah is talking about is, he's talking that they used to daven ma'ariv early. Since they used to daven ma'ariv early, the chiddush over here is that so the memela they could wear shoes up until that time. But if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Torah learns the option in Pogam Hayil his follow ma'ariv mebaijah and mikol mokrim la'acha baruchu bechlal la'ul lidin. So the chiddush was that even though it's still really Shabbat, it's really day, that they have to take their shoes off because it's after baruch. A person should take off his shoes before he goes to Beis Knesses. Okay, so and the Mishnah Berurah passes. I'll call Parim Yira Lecholzim Koydim Ben Hashmoshes. I'm not going to discuss the other parts. There are parts in that hold that you pack away your shoes until today. However, Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't pass in that way, and what the Olam should fearzach is, you go home, you finish your shlishis, your bench, and what you should do is not show any outward or overt avelus, right? Moshe, you're not going to sit on the floor yet, right? You don't have to change your big day chel, but take off to take off your shoes on Shabbos. Now you're not allowed to take off your shoes on Shabbos either. So what you should do is like this. You shouldn't eat. You shouldn't do any rechitza. You shouldn't do any overt action of connected the Shabbos. However, a person can wear shoes until Tzeis. You can wear your big day Shabbos till Tzeis. But once Tzeis comes, you have to take off your shoes. You have to take off your big day Shabbos. Okay. Now, what if a person holds Rabbeinu Tam? So, if a person holds Rabbeinu Tam Shita for the Raisis and the Rabbanans for everything. So many places can hold until the time is mine. You keep your big day Shabbos on. You keep your shoes on. However, if you only keep it for Shabbos, for Moshe Shabbos and Yom Kippur, so what you should do is take off your shoes. But your big day Shabbos, you can leave on until the time is mine. Okay, that is in terms of that. What one should do and what most places will do is that you're going to go home. You're going to eat Shalosh Shugos. You finish your shal shudas, you stop eating. Okay? Now, at that point, you don't do anything that shows avelus. You don't take off your shoes, you don't take off your clothes. Wait till Tzeis. when it says you'll daven Maariv a little later, wherever you are, you're going to daven Maariv so 10-15 minutes after Tzeis, and you take off your Big Day Shabbos. It must wear Big Day Chol. You take off your Big Day Shabbos, you will wear Big Day Chol, and you have to wear. You take off your shoes. Okay, that is what one should do on this year. Now. Nobody's going to make it a daven after anything. They're going to daven 10-15 minutes after. But normally you daven 50 minutes, so they'll probably daven 70 or whatever. So you take your pictures anyway. Now, the truth is, it's not an Isser Gomor. Okay, what the Pesukim say is like this: wearing your Big Day Shabbos that you'll be wearing on Shabbos is not an Isser Gomor. It's that it's just not. It's not nochlin to. The daven Eicha, to say Eicha when you're, because it doesn't say in Halacha, it doesn't say in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say you take off Big Day Shabbos. It just says you take off your shoes. Your shoes you have to take off. Okay, there's one more thing that's very important. The Olam knows that you don't make Havdalah, you make Havdalah in Tefillah, but you don't make Havdalah al Hakos Mitzoy Shabbos. You're going to make Havdalah al Hakos Mitzoy Tisha B'Av. Okay? And the chiddush is that Mitzvah Tisha B'Av, even though normally on Tisha B'Av, even if Tisha B'Av came out was on a nitcha, one is not, even on the 10th day, okay, one is not allowed to really eat, drink wine the night of the 10th, okay? However, for Havdalah, one is allowed to make Havdalah on Mitzvah Tisha B'Av Sunday night and drink the wine. You don't have to give it to a tinek to drink, even though it was the day of Aravelis, the day of Tisha B'Av. And even though really Shtiyas Yayin is going to be usher until the next day Chatzos, however, for the mitzvah you're allowed to drink the wine. But we don't make any b'samim, we don't make any berman b'samim. However, Mitzvah Shabbos, before you go to shul, one more thing: before you think, you must make of say Baruch Hamavdu Ben Kodesh Lachol without a shame of Malchus, Baruch Hamavdu Ben Kodesh Lachol. Mishnah them, and you have to tell your wife to say Baruch Hamavdu Ben Kodesh Lachol. Very important, because they're not going to have a natural break of a Havdalah. But one thing that we have of Havdalah Mitzvah Shabbos is Bari Ma'ari Ha'esh, and there are two reasons why we have specifically a Bari Ma'ari Ha'esh on Mitzvah Shabbos. One is that in Eicha we read the pasuk of B'machshakim Hoshivani. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sat me in darkness, right? So we have to show the stark contrast between the light of the Bari Ma'ari Ha'esh and the darkness. And also a person needs a candle, needs a light to be able to, as they have to be nena from light, to be able to read Eicha, to be able to hear Eicha. Those are two different reasons. And therefore we make a Bari Ma'ari Ha'esh. The minig is that you do not use a davuka, even though normally you would use a candle with many wicks, but that's too much kavod on the day of Tisha B'Av. The Mela, one should take two candles, or the tzibur, wherever they are, should have two candles and put the two candles together. If they don't have two candles, then you have one candle, that's also fine. Now, this does present a problem, a halakhic problem. The problem is, it's alright, you better make it. The problem is that, there's a big shaila if women are mechuyev in Havdalah b'chlal. L'mashal, if a man makes his yotz Havdalah in shul, it's a very big problem to be able to make Havdalah again for his wife. His wife's really not supposed to make Havdalah herself. It's a big shaila in the Paiskin. Consider Reish Tzadik Vav, consider Reish Tzadik Tes, whether she can make her own bracha. So if a person is in a situation where his wife is going to be staying home in the bungalow is staying home, and he is not, and he's going to go to shul, it is better for him to make a Bari Ma'ari Ha'esh with his wife. For his wife in the house with the mother, and then go to shul. Okay? But if he's going to make a Bari Ma'ari Ha'esh in Beis Medrash later, so then he can't make a Bari Ma'ari Ha'esh for his wife in the when he goes back home. So he could either do it then, or what he could do is not be Yaitzir shul, not make the bracha. What do you mean?
The minig is to make the bracha. The minig is to make the bracha. Yeah, but the minig is to make the bracha. I'm saying for these two reasons the person said. Ask the echon for the minig.
Okay.
It depends. If your wife is going to be. So say, Baruch Hamad Bekar Shulchel and make a Bermanish. You can do a malach anyway. You can do a pomor. Oh, and Shul do it after marriage. They do it right for Echa. They do it for Echa. What?
If you can do
it at home beforehand, it depends. Okay. That's basically that. Okay. I'd like to discuss in the next 25 minutes two aspects of Tisha B'Av. And the truth is that the two aspects of Tisha B'Av converge and really become the theme of Tisha B'Av. Not only do they become the theme of Tisha B'Av, or a theme of Tisha B'Av, but you know, we talk about this lofty ideal, the Koshnitz of Maggid, Kol Roy Tfeah Yisigua Bein HaMitzarim, Kol Roy Devkoh Yisigua Bein HaMitzarim, whoever runs after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Koshnitz of Maggid, he writes, Avodas Yisrael writes, that it's a marshal to a melech. A melech is in his palace. People, very hard to get to a melech in his palace. Right? Very hard to get to a melech in his palace. There are guards, there are gates, there are courtyards, there's layers and layers of protection. But when the king is on the road, if the king is not in his home, so it's possible to get a chance meeting with the king. It's possible to engage the king. And in the Bein HaMitzarim, in the 3 weeks, a person can attain the spiritual heights that in truth he can't attain any other time of the year. In fact, the Sfarim are fraught with the concept that Shabbos Chazoin is perhaps the hechste Shabbos of the whole year. A person can reach tremendous heights. And the truth is, that we have to understand this. We have to understand this on two levels. The Gemara in Yuma tells us that when the Oivim came into the Heichol, they found the Kruvim Arumim Zebazeh. They found that the Kruvim were in an embrace. And the Ritva Finarit asked the obvious question. We know that the Gemara Bava Basra says that when Yisrael were ein oisim mitzayne shel makom, when Bnei Yisrael did not do the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kruvim faced away from each other. And since the Kruvim faced away from each other, when they were ein oisim mitzayne shel makom, how could it be? How could it be that they were in an embrace at Churban Bayis Rishon? L'chaira, at the point, the high point, or the lowest point, but the high point of absolute disregard and wrath of HaKadosh Baruch. We've discussed this question before, but I don't think the concept becomes stale. So I'd like to talk about this question in light of the fact that we can ask another question. We say in the Eicha, in the Megillah, Kara Olai Mayed. You called me, it was called upon me, Mayed. What does Mayed mean? Mayed, loosely, is a yomtiv. But the truth is, Mayed does not mean a yomtiv. Mayed means a meeting.
meeting. A meeting. What does that mean, a meeting? I need a Bekrois Gedolus that has a Shirashim and an Echa in it. Sorry. Yeah. The small black Bekrois Gedolus in the back. What does it mean? A meeting. And the truth is, I understand Pesach is a meeting. It's a mayid. Kodesh Baruch Hu met Klal Yisrael and meets Klal Yisrael every year with the Yetziyah in Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets the Jewish people on Shavuos by giving them his prized possession, the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets Klal Yisrael on Sukkot by protecting them with Anani Yakovoid and booths in the Midbar. But where is the meaning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael on Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av should be the absolute opposite of Moed. But it's still called Moed. Karol I Moed. And the truth is, if you look in the Gemara in Tainis, the words Karol I Moed really refer to which day, Rabbi Isai? They loosely refer to Tisha B'Av, but they refer to another day. Rosh Chodesh Av. So that poses another question. Rosh Chodesh is a Moye? What exactly happens on Rosh Chodesh? What meeting? What event? A Moye has an event. What event? One more question. The question I'm going to ask is asked by Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Brachos. Rabbeinu Yonah, we all know that a Navi always ends B'dabar Tov. What is the end of Eicha? The end of Eicha is not Hashireinu Hashem. That's the second to the last pasuk. We repeat it after we finish the Eicha. But what is the last pasuk? Ki ma'ois ma'astanu katzachta alaynu. Ki ma'ois ma'astanu. Literally that means because you have utterly, I'm looking for a good word. Ma'os ma'astanu means we are so ma'os to you. We are so disgusting to you. So the pasuk says, "Katzachta olein ma'os." You have been angered. You've exhibited anger and punished us. Verily, ma'os. Asks Rabbeinu Yonah, how could the Navi end in such a davara? Asks Rabbeinu Yonah, how could it be that the Navi, that the Yirmiyah Navi ends Eichel in such a davaraki ma'is ma'astanu katzaftal in a ma'is? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, an unbelievable word. Zokta azoi. Okay. Zokta azoi. Vichein, ma'i dechsit ki ma'is ma'astanu eina teichocha. That is not Musa. Shekach ritzoy naroyma ki v'chi ma'ois ma'astanu. Ki ma'ois ma'astanu doesn't mean you have utterly, you found us disgusting. You've gone away from us. No. V'chi ma'ois ma'astanu is, it can't be that you did. V'chi ma'ois ma'astanu, kotzach toleinu. You're still hitting us. Kloima lo'y hoiso hasina kolkat. Obviously, you don't hate us that much. Shalai toshiv aleinu with timoy soisanu timoy hadavar amoy sheyinadim reitzer by klal. Something that is so ma'os to you, you don't want to have anything to do with it.
something that's so nice to you, you have no relationship with. We said over the mashal before, the Beis Halevi in Drushes, in Drush Dalit, the Beis Halevi says, the difference between a person throwing a tailing off the roof and a person leaving an aveda nidas in the street. We mentioned this before. And the Beis Halevi says, why in one case is it a shayla, is the guy who hits it after you throw it off the roof, why is that guy, or is it a shayla, is he chotem, is he chayav? But if you leave an aveda nidas in the street, the Torah says, is there a bigger aveda nidas than throwing something off the street? It's up to Beis Halevi. Nay. You leave something in the street, you walk away, you have no relationship with it. You throw something off the roof, you're doing something with the keli. You have a shaykhus with the keli. You're throwing it off the roof. You're angry, maybe you're angry, you want to break it. You want to do something to the keli, you have something with the keli. Zok de Beis Halevi. That's pshat, he doesn't say this without. That's the pshat in this Rabbeinu Yoni. We end Eicha. Yirmi Anavi ended Eicha by saying, it can't be that you have utterly forsaken us. Because you wouldn't be smiting us the way you have, and you wouldn't have smitten us if you just forsook us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Baal HaTanya, writes an unbelievable mashal. You know that Chazal say, the Gemara in Yuma, Chazal say that the Nevi'im couldn't say Atah Gibor. They couldn't say Naira, Ayeg Furaisecha, Ayeg Nairaisecha. Where is your wondrous? Goyil Abin Mecharkin and Behecho. Until the Anshei Knesset HaGdolim realized, Mika Moicha Be'elim Hashem, Mika Moicha Be'ilmim Hashem. We said Nikamacha Be'ilim Hashem, and who is like you so strong? Nikamacha Be'ilmim, who is like you that is mute? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes the silence is deafening. And they recognize, Hein Hein Vuraisav, Hein Hein Eiraisav. The greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he could stand back and watch that, and watch that Chirafid Digidif of him and be quiet. That's Mikamoicha Be'ilmim Hashem. Zok de Baal HaTanya, what is the marshal? You know something. Sometimes the Rebbe says a shir. I can tell you from personal experience. The Rebbe says a shir. And Talmidim understand what the Rebbe says sometimes. Then the Rebbe stops for a second. And he's thinking, Yehot HaKash. And he's thinking how to say. So there's some Talmidim that are just waiting. They don't know what he's thinking about. He's lost in his thoughts. His face pad, he got lost. He forgot. The Chacham understands. The Stam of the Rebbe is asking this. The Shtikas HaRav. Understanding the Shtikas HaRav. Zok de Baal HaTanya, that's Pshat in the Gemara. Mikamacha Be'ilnum Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sometimes Shoseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it appear as if he's removed. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the godless of Mikamoicha Be'ilum Hashem is that through the darkness a person can see the Yad Hashem. Kiyim Ma'ois Ma'astana was not a Dovara. We recognize that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys the Beis HaMikdash, when Klal Yisrael goes through Redifus and Redifus and thousands of years of Redifus, and when Klal Yisrael in America in the 21st century goes through the Nisyonis that it goes through, we recognize that there's ultimately a Tov in that too. We recognize that there is a Yad Hashem in that also. Rabbeisai, Tisha B'Av can be the bleakest day of the year. It's clear. You read Rav Dessler gives you a history list. As to everything in the past 2,000 years that was robbed, Kimat, everything happens in the Chodesh Av. And on Tisha B'Av, two times, Hamayim, the Beis HaMikdash. But Tisha B'Av is also fraught with the greatest hope. Tisha B'Av is fraught with the greatest hope. Zakir Pinchas Karetzer, you know why? The Kruvim U'Mu'urim Zebazeh? Not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to fool the Goyim, like the Ritva says. So the Ritva answers, trying to fool the Goyim. Interesting, the Ritva says, there's a halacha. Before a person leaves his wife, he goes out of town, he has to be with his wife. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Klal Yisrael was going off for a very long way. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael a goodbye hug. The greatest ava has to be brought up from the husband to the wife at the time he leaves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought up the greatest ava that he could bring to Klal Yisrael at that moment. Not only that, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, the famous story of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, it's brought in many stories. Mechayesh Bolevitz brings it in the Shzicha, Rafutna brings it in the Pachad Yitzchak. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta once went to give Musa to someone. He had to give him shtar to Musa. He also happened to owe the person some money. And he brought along the money. What's the pshat? They have to tell me the master of Yisrael, what's the pshat? He says, listen, if I go and I just attack him, he's going to think I hate him. So I have to show, Bashem Shpatish Ampolay, I have to show that I'm paying it back also. I have to give him a saving grace. Zaktub Chaim Shmuel Edison. It's like Yisoid Rabbi Yisrael in parenting. It's Yisoid in being a Rebbe and being a Rav and being a Rashid, being anything. When a person gives Musa, when a person gives a clap, it has to be from love. It has to be that he has to bring about the Ava that he has for the person to give him, to be able to give a clap. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was destroying the Mokim, the Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to draw out the greatest love he had for Klal Yisrael. The Kruvim U'Mu'urim Zebozeh, Arumim Zebozeh. The truth is that this is a tremendous message of hope. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that we were going to travel through this Golus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that we had to always see the Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every step of the way. Rabbi said, I'm going to be going over to them. I just want you to know. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give us that hope that should stay with us. Mikha Moicha Ve'ilma Hashem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be silent so much in the Golus. Just look back 60 years ago, Rabbi. Has there ever been an event in the history of the world for 6 years? It's unbelievable, the deafening silence. That can only be the Yad Hashem. It's not possible to look at that period of history. It's not possible to look at that era in history and not say that was the Ratzon of Hashem. Not possible. You know what event happens on Rosh Chodesh? There's one event. What's the event on Rosh Chodesh? The Moilid HaLevana. The moon is born. From abject darkness, there is light. That's the Moyed of Rosh Chodesh. Kora Alay Moyed is also the Moyed of Tisha B'Av. Because Rabbi Yisrael, in the bleakest day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed his love. What event happens on Tisha B'Av? Not only the destruction of the temples, but the birth of whom? Mashiach. The deepest understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the depth of understanding the Shtikas HaRav, who's closer to the Rebbe? The one who can just see him when he's open, when it's open, or understands his deepest thoughts. It's the time to get so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the time to realize that even in the difficulties, it's Hashem. It's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's all a screen way, and it's one can almost say it's a game. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu plays a game with us. Find me. Hide and seek. That is our avodah in life. That is a yid's avodah in galus. So he has to know, and he has to feel that hug, that 2,800 year ago hug. He has to feel today. So Rabbi Yisrael, I'd like to discuss. This is all very heartwarming and beautiful, but what does it mean? What do I have to do in the next few days? What is the avodah of a yid? What is the avodah of a yid in these days of out? I want to discuss a Gemara that I don't think is learned properly and is understood properly by most people. In fact, I didn't understand it properly until very recently. The ganze Welt understands the Gemara in Yuma, Gemara in Shabbos. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, why was the Beis HaMikdash, first Beis HaMikdash, destroyed? Zok the Gemara, al gimel averis, gilei arayish, v'chizdom men avoy dezar. Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? The second Beis HaMikdash? Sinaski. So the first obvious question is, what is the concept of Sinas Chinam? Did you ever hate anybody for no reason? I usually have a long list. A long list, right? He did this to me, he said that to me. He was nasty, right? He thinks he's who knows who, right? He talks down to people, right? He stole from me, he didn't pay me. Many things, right? That's sinas chinam. It's sinas, that's awesome. You're allowed to, what are you allowed to hate a yid? There's only time, one time you're allowed to hate a yid. When? When there's an brother. When I brother, you're allowed to hate. So it's sinas isur. Why is it sinas chinam? That's the first question. But then there's another very interesting question. The Gemara says, very, very fascinating lashon. The Gemara says, I don't want to look it up. The Gemara is on Kufla Mites in Shabbos. There's a Gemara on Tesa Mites in Yuma. And the Gemara says, goes through all the Averis, brings through Tzukim and Tzukim to show each Averis. And the Gemara says like this: Miteshen yishayu oiskin b'tayru b'mitzvus u'gemilas chasadim mitnei ma'acharav mishayisa b'sinas chinam. So first of all, by the way, it's a funny Gemara. The Gemara says what? The Gemara says difficult Gemara. The Gemara says they were oisik in Torah, avoda, and gemilas chasadim. So they had poshut. You know that hakel list. They had mamish all the gemaras. You could get a layet for the baby. You can get it for the bris milah. You can get the clothing for the bris milah. You can have a schnapps gemach. We get a table gemach. All the gemachs. The waisik in those chazanim. But that's in a sinah. That's pachwal. That's one interesting point. Then the Gemara says like this. The Gemara said, "Kineged shalosh averis." You see, sinah sinah is kineged shalosh averis. Avadizar gilorez yishur hazdanim. Rishayim hayu zok the Gemara. Who were Rishayim? The first year Beis HaMikdash were Rishayim. They were Ivan. How many Averis? They were Ivan. The three cardinal Averis. They were Ivan, the worst Averis in the world. Right? Ela shetolu b'tchayim b'akadosh baruch hu. But they were by Teach in the Eberst. Asan l'mikdash Rishayim d'chsiv Reisheha b'shoichad yishbaitu. They judged with shoichad. Koyaneha b'mechir yairu the Koyhanim. They mamish they paid their way. Unevieha b'kesef yiksaimu abeval Hashem yishana. They relied on the Eibush. Shusant the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Lefika hevi aleim hakadosh baruch hu gimel gzeres. Therefore the Eibush brought on the first place on it just three gzeres. One of three gzeres. Kineged gimel averus shebiyadam shenema lochen beglachem tziyon sod techerash. The Tzion is going to be like a field that's plowed. Yishalayim iyun tiya, v'arabayis l'bama isyad. As I said, the Gemara makes no sense. The Gemara says they were over three averus. They were Rishayim. Ela shetolu b'tchayim b'akadosh baruch hu. They were telling them that b'tchayim b'akadosh baruch hu. And therefore what? And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought three Quranas against him. But three gzeres against him. If the Gemara is out of order. The Gemara says they were, even though they were Talib B'Chayim, they were over three Averis, they were Rishayim, they were three Averis. The Gemara doesn't say that. First, they were over three Averis, but they were Patech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then what?
And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought to Rebbe, Zok the Marsha, an unbelievable thing. The Marsha says, even though they were Rishoyim and they were over every single one of the Averis Chamuras, but they were by Teich and the Eberstein. So Hashem didn't destroy them utterly. So Yerushalayim was only sincere in the son of Techerash. What happens after Chrisha? You could plant again. It wasn't utter destruction. It wasn't Kisayim Vamayra. Zok the Gemara here, the Rashi is learning the Gemara is saying that the Shoyrish of Sinas Chinam, the dirt of Sinas Chinam, the dirt in the second base of Mikdash, they were Isaac and Tyra, Gemilas Chasadim, they were not over Avoy the Zorah, they were Isaac and Tyra, Avoy the Gemilas Chasadim, and they had Sinas Chinam. And what's the Shoyrish of Sinas Chinam? What were they missing? The Tochen and HaKadosh Baruch. Zok the Grod, unbelievable things. Rabbi said, you have to hear this, because I think this is the most poignant Grod, and it's so timely, it's unbelievable. Kol Ahaveirois V'Hachatoyim Bo'im Mechemdo. Every Aveira and every Chet comes from burning desire. Chemdo. K'moy Sha'amru Ki Lo Yisachmeid Koylel Kol HaDibris. Why is Lo Yisachmeid the last of all the Dibris? Because it's Koylel everything. V'Chol HaTayra. The histapkus shehu ahepach, being satisfied with what one has, which is the opposite of that, who yisoid shall call ha-tayra. The yisoid of the whole tayra is to be satisfied with what the Eibishter gives you. The hu emuna shleima, shaloi lidai daigas mocha, not to worry about tomorrow. Umishaliboi toiv, b'midas ha-bitochein, afal ki she'oivra aveiros chamuras, listen to a gra, he's coming from our Gemara. If a person has a lev toy, the midas habitach in his heart is by teach and the Eivishta, even though he's over a various chamurais, who yoyser toy, mi mishe mechusar bitach. Shal yidei ze boli de kina vis sinna. Afa pisha oisik vitoira, ubi gemilas chasodim, she kol ze einoi elo lasois moishe. If a person doesn't really have bitach in the Eivishta, and he's oisik in toira and gemilas chasodim, he's doing it for himself, to self-aggrandize. If he doesn't have the delay for the Tochen, Rabbi said, I must read words of the Gra. I'm sorry, I have to go back. I have to read words of the Gra. Dvorim Leiroim. The Gra says unbelievable things. The Gra, in the Haggois over here, discusses that there are four different behemoths in the word, in the Torah that are portrayed. Three behemoths, the Gomel, the Anevis, and the Shafon, Amale Gera, and the Nat Mafreses Parsa. The Amale Gera, what is Amale Gera? Amale Gera is the Midah of his Tapkus. It's the Midah, if I ate yesterday, I still eat today. Right? Amale Gera, I keep eating. The same thing. Choose its cut. But they don't have anything, they can't show, they have nothing to show. They don't have the external Simona. Of the Chazir, which the girl ran over here says is the golus from Yishmael, Shusan. Is Faket. He shows Mamash Ahat Milas Tasodim, he has Tayra, avoiding Milas Tasodim, he shows everything, he has all the mid everything. Oh, but it burns of him, he's not Chus, he's not Malagera. It burns in him the kina and the sinna of the other person. A hot mishkin betochen in a kodesh baruch. Zok the Gra. The Gra says unbelievable words here. The Gra says that's pshat in the Gemara, and he says nocha Gemara. The Gemara bracha says there are two parshias ktanas in the Torah. One is the ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, and the other one is the chol drachecha doyehu. So chol drachecha doyehu means whatever you do, know is the aneveshtim. Do it for a kodesh baruch. Every step of the way, knowledge of God. The same thing is the Hasel Yachik Kamoich. Sinas Chinam, Dovsteito, and the Gra, Sinas Chinam, come from one thing. A lack of betochen in the Eivishter. Not having betochen, and having chenda, and not having the stavkus. Looking at what everyone else has, and being jealous, and trying to chap the Eivishter. Chap the Eivishter. I know how to make my panosa better than you. I know how to chap you better. Yeah, listen, you were kaitzer for me after Rosh Hashanah, but right now we're in the middle of Av, And I think that I have a way of taka building upon that, you know, compounding the interest. Right? And looking at what Yena has, sinas chinam is the pshat, they were oisik and ala gemilas chasadim, and they stabbed the other guy in the back. They stabbed the other guy because they were jealous of the other person. They had kina for the other person. They had chender what the other person had. That was the churban bayis. Knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the tikkun of that. I have to read weiter, just something from a Talmud of the Gra, who talks about unbelievable, just unbelievable things. Zokta Azay. V'chol ma she'anachnu roitzim ishes re'ehu. People run after their friends, they're keeping up with the Joneses. L'faneinu l'mitzvah rabba. It's a gewaldika mitzvah. V'chein kol ma she'oisim oil bo'ino v'hasog azbul. People go and they mamish mess everyone. I always say, right? You look at Mamashah's tshuvas, right? They're not tshuvas l'chayshu mishpat, right? Everybody, when it comes to chayshu mishpat, everybody decides the din themselves, and they're always right. And the other guy's always wrong, and the other guy's a Russian, and this and that, and everything else. What's that? And mamish has sagistul. I know. Yesh lano alzat tiratagin zok the emuna v'hashgacha. What's the pshat? How come people are running after these things? Mamish terrible others. Gevaldik teretz tiratagin. Listen to this. Ki ein lecha davar she'aymid b'fnei pikuach nefesh. It's mamish pikuach nefesh. V'chay bohem k'siv. It says you got to live with the Torah. What is she yomis bohem? Achlat Sibur, Ka'ofer, Kesa, Velivnois, Aliyos, Mavokin, you gotta live, you gotta have big houses, you have to have good cars. If the other guy has something bigger than you, it's Mamish, it's Geita, Ainin, Mamish, and the Neshama, you have to build Vaitan, you have to go Vaitan, Vaitan, this one has, that one has, and everyone has, and this one has the new clothes, and people are shopping, it's unbelievable. There are women shopping in the country, there's a shopper that comes to buy clothing for a year from now. To be able to have exactly the whole, it's not cheaper, it's the same price, maybe more expensive. Right? Because Yenna can't care chat me that she should have a piece of clothing that I can't have. That I'm not going to have. Hakol hu bichlal v'chay bohem. But v'chay bohem, we got to live. Shame alekeinu. We forgot the Eibishter's name. The nifres kapeinu l'kel zor. We spread out our hands to a foreign god. We try to chapois more and more and more and more, and we end up falling into the trap of doing things that are awesome. Unbelievable words. Listen to these words. Chazal tell us the rich people in Bavel, they go to Gehenna. They spend money on big mitzvahs. Listen to this, rabbis. Keep going. Liknois aliyos mechubadim l'sefer Torah. Oh, everybody's going to know. I bought the kosher of aliyah. That's where I spend my money. Ah, I'm a big nazir. Or liyos sandik, or liknois esrig mehudah. The nicest esrog in this medrash. Yoisim mishal chaveri kol makom l'fim and hogon. Everyone has their own minig of what exactly. I'm going to read this. I see that everybody has different minig. One's to buy to be a sannik, one's to buy aliyas, one's to buy a swag. Everybody has their own minig. I think in Aladar, everybody, they're all our minig. Min hogon alzei yafrizo al midas havatronis begufam u'ma'idon. A voice like, you want to know what I think we have to work on in the 3 weeks, what we have to work on in Av, we have to work on both, I think both messages of what we're talking about. Recognizing that the Eibishter is always there. The Eibishter is there for Klal Yisrael. He was there for Klal Yisrael and he always will be there for Klal Yisrael. Getting in touch with our relationship with the Eibishter.
And getting in touch with our relation with the Eibishter is the chol brachecha d'yayim. Not to look at what Yena has, but look at the bracha I have. Look at the gevaldike bracha I have. There's an old Yiddish joke. Everybody would come in and everybody's jealous of everybody else. If everybody would come in and throw their tackle on the table, nobody would take anyone else's tackle. Everybody would walk out with the same tackle, the same package they have. And Yid has to look at the bracha he has. We have to see the bracha and not look what Yena has. Chemda, looking, keeping up with the Joneses. It's unbelievable how blind our society is. It's unbelievable how blind we are to what's truly good. And we get caught up in the rat race. We get caught up in running after this and that and dachshus and dishus. And at the end of the day, you know what that brings? Real sinas chinam. And at the end of the day, that brings sinas chinam. That brings destruction. You know, we're not going to build the Beis HaMikdash with another gemach. I promise you, it's not going to happen. There was gemilus chasadim. It's gemara. People make a mistake. People think, oh, it's been a shizim and klal Yisrael. There was no gemilus chasadim. The gemara says there were gemilus chasadim. There were nitzayim gemilus chasadim. You could point to them. Mamish gevaldik. How many stokis? It's unbelievable how much they gave. But at the end of the day, it wasn't with the recognition of a bitachon al Hashem. The Gra tells us a person could be overcome averus, but if he's b'teach al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's far better than a person who's not over any averus, and he thinks it's all about him. Because at the end of the day, Rabbi says, Sinas Chinam comes because I'm the Almighty Me, and I could disregard Yena, and I could not hear what Yena thinks, and I could talk in shul and look at him and say, how could you tell me not to talk and disturb your davening? And I could sit in the shir and text my friends. And I could sit and check my emails in the middle of davening. And I could disturb. No, but I can slap everyone in the face. Because I'm me. Because I'm so important. And I have to have this. And I need that. And who is that person that has that? What do you mean? I should have that because I'm me. You could give $1 million to Tzedakah. You could be the biggest Gomel Chesed. And have the biggest sinas chinam. If you're not by teach al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a very, very little. I always say it's very garnish. It's very zeya, very little. A lot less than a person who's by teach al HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realizes that aus kommt von HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shtaka b'zoicha, that we should see the toiv in whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Bein l'toiv, bein l'mutiv. You know, I asked you for the Rashi's. I just say it about past 1 second. Shir Hashirim. The person thinks that Shir Hashirim is written for the godless. It's talking about, you know what Shir Hashirim is talking about. Why was Shir Hashirim written? So a person thinks that Shir Hashirim is written for people that are b'shas the Gula. State in Rashi in the Hagdamah to Shir Hashirim. Rashi says Shlomo HaMelech wrote Shir Hashirim. Shir Hashirim is a love story. It talks about the godless and the love between the Jewish people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'omer ani shero Shlomo beruach HaKodesh asidim Yisrael legalos goylach hagoylach. That the Jewish people are going to go into golos. Churbin achar churbin ules oinim begolos ze al kvoida marishon. You know why Shlomo HaMelech wrote Shir Hashirim? He wrote Shir Hashirim that we should have a remembrance of how good it once was. You know why Yirmiyah wrote Eicha? Not how good it once was, but how horrible it was in destruction. A Yid comes home from a young boy comes to this comes to yeshiva, and the Rebbe says he's not learning. He's not learning. The Bali Musa say. The Rebbe goes and he tells the father, you got to talk to your son. He's not doing work. The father promises a gift. So I'm going to take you to a ball game. I'm going to do this for you. It's going to be givaldi with his shnachas. The kid doesn't produce. One day the kid produces. The Rebbe calls the father up and says, how the kid produce? He says, listen, I just promised him this. He says, God is going to help me. Until one day I just sat down and I cried. And I said, Yingle, destroying me. How broken I feel. that you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. The first scenario, the Sherashim, how beautiful it could be. The second scenario is Echa, how horrible it is in destruction. It's a lower level of getting in touch, like, to realize God is crying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to destroy, doesn't want to hit us. We have to get in touch with that. Not everybody can get in touch with Shir HaShir. That's a hard thing. You need a whole Laila of Seder to get in touch with that. But everybody can understand that Eibishter wants that we shouldn't have destruction. He wants us to come closer to Him. And the way to come closer to Him is to recognize that Als Kum von Em. And to look at what everyone else has is the height of arrogance. Jealousy is the height of arrogance. And it's the source of Siras Chinuch. We should taka be zoicha to see the toiv in our lives. And we should be zoicha, and we should taka see the geula shleim in Hera, the Amenu, this Tisha B'Av, we should taka be in Yerushalayim, in HaKodesh, and we should be able to be makir, the Korban Tomid, Tomid Shal Shachar, Tomid Shal Ben Abayim, and most of all, the Korban Toda. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all that He's done through the Golos and after the Golos.